MPEP Chapter 500, Receipt and Handling of Mail and Papers. There are proper methods for sending documents to the PTO in order to ensure that the documents are received on time. An applicant may choose to send in a facsimile, hand-deliver the document, or use the express mailing or certificate of mail procedures. Some of these methods are appropriate for any document. Others may only be available as a proper means of sending certain documents. For example, facsimiles may not be used to send in documents that will be used to receive a filing date, i.e., a non-provisional application. Additionally, certain applications will qualify for discounted fees due to particulars about the inventor. These particulars will determine whether the application may qualify for small entity status. This chapter is tested at a fairly high frequency on the patent bar exam. You can expect to answer a question or two pertaining to small entity status and proper mailing procedures. Mailing. Certificate of Transmission. A certificate of transmission must accompany a facsimile and is used as proof for establishing when the fax was received by the PTO. The PTO will date stamp the correspondence when they receive it. If the facsimile arrives on a Saturday, Sunday, or federal holiday, it will be stamped the next working day. Faxes cannot be used for anything that will obtain an application filing date, in addition to many other items. An individual may state the date on which the paper will be transmitted by fax. In most cases, this will be used as the date it arrived to the PTO. Certificate of mailing. The date is based on the date the correspondence is sent, never on the date it is received. It must be addressed correctly with enough postage for the first-class mail. In addition, it must include a signed by the assignee or registered practitioner dated certificate of mailing with each piece of correspondence listed. Only certain types of correspondence may be sent via a certificate of mailing. Express mail. Rules governing express mail. It may be used for any type of correspondence. It will be considered as filed on the date of the deposit, whatever day of the week that may be. The correspondence must state the express mail post office to addressee. The service must be provided by the U.S. Postal Service. The date in must be entered by the USPS, and the mailing label must be completed by the USPS. Hand delivery. Hand delivery is only available during office hours. You should receive a receipt back for the papers as proof of their delivery. A patent attorney or agent cannot sign an oath under any circumstances. Small entity. Small entities receive a 50% reduction in certain fees. The owner or officer of an application may sign a statement for this. The attorney may not. Those who qualify for small entity status include independent inventors with no assignment, small businesses with less than 500 employees, nonprofit organizations. To request a refund based on change in small entity status, a petition must be filed under CFR 1.28AB within 3 months of the accidental extra payment. If an assignment is made after the application is filed, the inventor will not have to retroactively pay a large entity filing fee. However, future payments are calculated under the new status. And that's it for Chapter 500.